This is Summer Grandstand on ABC Sport.
Postolakis, dangerous delivery. Otto got ahead to it in right place, right time. There might just be the winner for Rebecca Stott. The two centre backs combining.
And she becomes just the 11th player in the A-League-W to reach that milestone. The City captain has overcome a number of challenges across her career, including a battle with Hodgkin's lymphoma, making that achievement all the more noteworthy. And she has been good enough to join us. Rebecca Stott, welcome to Summer Grandstand.
Thank you so much for having me.
First up, congratulations on the 150 games. How did you celebrate?
Oh, I didn't really celebrate that much. I had a wedding to go get to. Obviously, it's so cool to get that milestone. I didn't actually know about it before the game, so it was a bit of a surprise. But, great to get it.
Okay. In the AFL, you're running through banners and all sorts of things, and you didn't even know before the game.
How crazy.
Did they give you a bit of love at the wedding, at least? Were you mentioned in a speech?
No, I got there so late. But it was really cool. So that's good.
And you've had, it's been an incredible career. Championships, premierships. It's been a hell of a ride. The trophy cabinet's full. How do you reflect on those 150 games? And does a particular season stand out to you?
It's been a long time that I've been in the league. So I've had a lot of good moments. But I think the first year at City was pretty special to me. Invincible season. We won everything that year under Joe Montemiro and such a good team. So I think that one definitely stands out. But obviously they've all been great and I've had a lot of success. And yeah, been very fortunate to get that.
What is it about Melbourne City? You obviously have a great connection to the club. What is it about Melbourne City?
I think the club, the way they treat us, it's just, it's fully professional. And I think that's something quite rare in women's football. Obviously, it's getting a bit better. But I think the facilities, the way we're treated, we're fed well. Feeling valued, I think, really makes a huge difference in women's sport. And we are given the best opportunity to get the best out of ourselves.
And do you work with the men's program at all?
We see them every day. We're brushing shoulders. I think our schedule is about 30 or 45 minutes ahead of them. So we do the same thing that they do. We eat the same food that they do and use the same facility. So it's very, very good.
Yeah. And you've had some challenges through your career. You had Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis back in 2021. Can you tell us a bit about the initial challenges around that and then beating it and getting back to playing at the top level, which is just an incredible achievement?
Yeah, it was a crazy time in my life. I think one of the hardest parts for me was getting diagnosed. It was such a long process. So once I finally did get diagnosed and knew what I was up against, it was a bit easier. And then obviously amazing medical staff here in Melbourne at the Peter Mac got me through that. And then obviously it was quite hard getting back. No one really knows how to rehab you to be an elite athlete after going through something like that. So that was a big challenge for me. And I think it definitely gave me an appreciation for the gym and getting strong.
yes.
But no, I'm in a great shape now. Probably the best I've been since that. So it's good.
How soon after your initial diagnosis were you back playing again?
Back playing proper level, I would say 4 months maybe.
Right. I know you set a goal initially of coming back for the Women's World Cup, which you did in plenty of time, but you did play in the women for New Zealand, of course, in the Women's World Cup. So just fantastic for you to have set that goal and then achieved it.
Yeah, it was incredible. I think especially being on home soil was so special for me. And I wasn't in the best shape, but it was so incredible to be there and to get our first win at the World Cup was something special as well.
Yeah, and getting back to the A-League Women's, Melbourne City sitting fourth on the ladder, but you've played six games, all teams around you have played 9 and 10, so I haven't done the maths, but I'm pretty sure on a pro rata basis, you'd be sitting top of the ladder right now. Are you happy with where you're at?
Yeah, I think we're happy with where we're at. Obviously, we didn't want to lose against Canberra, but we did. But I think we've got to take every game as it comes, and 3 points is not in the bag at all. So I think we've just got to focus on each game as it comes and try and climb up that ladder and get in front.
So as we sit here just a few days into the new year, I don't know if you're a person that makes New Year's resolutions, but what are your hopes and dreams for 2026?
Oh, go for it all. I'd love to win the Asian Champions League. We'd love to be the premiers of A-League.
Yes.
Win the championship. So win the treble would be incredible, but we're just focusing one game at a time at the moment, but that would be pretty special.
That would be, why not? We're here to dream. That's what we, exactly. One of the things we love about sport when we lay in bed at night, whether you're playing or just a fan, we love to dream. Well, all the very best with that, and all the very best for the rest of the A-League season. Rebecca Stott there, the Melbourne City captain. Congratulations again on your 150 games.
Thank you so much for having me.
This is Summer Grandstand on ABC Sports.